Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
Whatever you're facing that's beyond your control, whatever struggle and trial you're bearing up under, God is interested and He is waiting to give you His power and His presence. Power for life. That's the topic on today's edition of Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can flat be overwhelming. We all wake up and face circumstances beyond our control and situations beyond our capacity. We turn somewhere for answers, and yet so often we know we're in over our heads. Yet there is a God, a loving Heavenly Father, who longs to give you His power and His presence to make a difference in your life today. He wants to enable you to have the strength you need to live your life for Him today. That's the topic of our series, Power for Life, coming up next with Dr. Paul Chappell. Welcome to this edition of Daily in the Word, the daily radio broadcast of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. You can catch this program every Monday through Friday at this time on this station. If you miss a day or if you live in an area where this program is not broadcast, we encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. On the website, you'll find a way to download today's broadcast as well as other recent broadcasts. You can also subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast via iTunes and take Daily in the Word with you and listen to it on your computer or iPod at your convenience. Perhaps you'd like to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. I do hope you, when you visit the website, you'll consider making an investment into this ministry. You'll find a donate tab when you get to dailyintheword.org. Your gift to this ministry will help us continue teaching and preaching the Word of God. Today we're turning in God's Word to Zechariah chapter 4 verses 1 through 6. We're going to discover that the Holy Spirit has power to build. I don't know whether you're building a family or a business or a life or a future. Whatever it is, God's Holy Spirit has power that you do not have and resources that He wants to give to you. Here's Paul Chappell.
In USA Today said the teenagers are saying bye-bye church, and they're no longer as interested in church, and it seems, according to the article, they spend more time on Facebook than in the house of God. And parents, you better fight that battle every tooth and nail of the way. Not everything on the internet is wicked, but I'm telling you, they need more of God's book than they need of Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. And it's interesting, the youth groups in America, according to that article, that are growing are not the ones that are having extreme games, this and that, where the youth pastors eat worms and do all this kind of stuff. The youth groups that are growing, according to the article, are the youth groups that have, quote, a marine-like commitment to the Word of God. Seventh graders need to know what the Bible says. And 10th graders need to know what the Bible says. And thank God that we have a growing youth group with hundreds of teenagers in this church, because we are committed not to just having fun. We are committed to rightly dividing this eternal book and helping them to understand how to apply it in their lives, you see. Listen, the chief job of this church is not to entertain you or your kids. Though I enjoy having fun at church. If I can't have fun at church, I don't have much fun, because we spend a lot of time at church. But I'm going to tell you what. If you go to church and have a whole lot of fun and didn't get something from the book, you didn't go to church. How many churches they have, boy, we had some praise and worship, really. And what did you learn from the Bible? And how was your life changed? Boy, we had a great skit or a great drama. Look, there's a place for all these things. But what we need is the Word of God and how we thank God for His Word. And that's why Hebrews 10:25 is so important. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Look, don't take your church attendance lightly as you finish the summer and move into the fall. It's not a take it or leave it. Maybe I'll go to Vegas. Maybe I'll go to the Colorado River. Look, the attitude ought to be, I must get to the house of God. I must get my family to the house of God. I must hear the preaching of the Word of God. I can too easily go astray and ruin my marriage without the preaching of the Word of God. Don't have a take it or leave it attitude. You're not going to have revival on Facebook. You might ruin your marriage on the internet. Get into the Word of God. Get into the house of God and have an open heart. But this rebellious people, they just weren't realizing the purpose of God for their life. God had sent them away from Babylon. He delivered them. And now they were in this place called Jerusalem for the purpose of building the temple, and they forgot why they were there. Hey, you ever wonder why God leaves you on planet Earth? You ever wonder what your purpose is? I got to tell you something. I don't believe He left us here to make another buck. And I don't believe He left us here in order that we can just have another good time. I believe God wants us to live in this world with an eternal consciousness always. How can I further the kingdom of God? Don't rebel at it. Join in with it and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that brings us to the final thought. And here's the good news, folks. That is that there is a replenishing power to do what God has called us to do. Imagine Zerubbabel. He's like the governor of these 50,000 people, right? And these 50,000 people aren't building the temple. They're not interested. Nothing's going right. And now he just doesn't quite know what to do next. And here it is that he has seen a vision in Zechariah 4. And we studied the vision several months ago. It is a vision that depicts, if you will, a lampstand, a sevenfold lampstand. It is a vision upon which the top of the lampstand there are two bowls which are continuously being filled with oil by two olive trees. And the picture that is given by Zechariah is a picture that depicts for them the anointing presence and power of God by His Spirit to touch people's hearts and to change people and to empower people to do what God wanted them to do. And so he sees this vision. And in the vision, first of all, he notices an astounding ability or power by which this work can be done. Zerubbabel, as a leader at this point, may have been considered somewhat of a failure. He has 50,000 people, but nothing to show for it. All they've laid for the temple is the cornerstone. And so he has the vision that is given to him via Zechariah. And then the vision in verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Here we see the astounding ability of God. He is saying to Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, this temple will not be built by your might. It's not about a better construction company. It's not about a stronger army. It's not going to be built by your power, by your discernment, or by your understanding. It's not about your leadership, Zerubbabel. It's about my leadership. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Haggai 2 and verse 5, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my Spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. And so we see that God has given an astounding ability by His Spirit. If you today have been born again, then in your life today is the Holy Spirit. And the same power that was being made available to Zerubbabel is available to every born-again Christian today. And yet you must determine, I'm not going to rely on my might or my power, but I will rely upon the anointing presence of the Holy Spirit of God in my life. Now then, it's one thing to recognize the power of God in the Bible. It's one thing to recognize the power of God in the life of Nehemiah, Elijah, the Apostle Paul, and so on. It is another thing entirely to avail yourself to that power. Now, you can go on in life as a squeaky wheel tractor trailer about ready to pull over and burn up, or you can consider the truth that there is a God in heaven who lives within the bosom of the saved man and who wants to strengthen you and teach you how to love and how to give and how to forgive and how to live this life that He's given to you. And you can live it by His strength, you see. And that is what we speak of when we speak, secondly, of this anointing help. That is to say that God not only shows us an astounding ability, but He says, I want to help you personally. I want to encourage you personally with this astounding ability. In Zechariah 4 and verse 14, the Bible speaks of those two olive trees. And it says of them, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. I believe that verse is speaking of Zerubbabel and Joshua. And God said, these men are anointed. They have my power to help do the work that I've called you to do. Now, we learn of this word anointing in the New Testament as well. Notice in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we see the anointing in the Old Testament. We see the anointing in the life of Jesus, our precious Savior. 2 Corinthians 1:21, now he which establisheth us with you is Christ, in Christ, and hath anointed us is God. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. In other words, the anointing was present in the Old Testament, in the life of Jesus, and it is available for the Christian today who wants God's anointing and leadership and lubrication, if you will, in the sense of helping us to move smoothly through life according to His plan and according to His power. I'm saying to you this morning, the only power that is necessary to build spiritual buildings is the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It is the Holy Spirit that builds families. It is the Holy Spirit of God that teaches a man how to love and teaches a wife how to submit to her husband with a sweet spirit. Look what it says in Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What happens when a man or woman is filled with the Spirit? They speak to themselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. They give thanks. Look at verse 21. I'm preaching the Bible this morning, not my opinion. Verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. My friend, when you are filled with the Spirit, the Bible does say, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. I'm telling you, you can't love your wife with a Christ-like love in your power, but by the Spirit, you can love your wife in that way. The average woman today laughs at Ephesians 5. What do you mean submit to a husband? Ha! I'm a feminist. I need a man about as much as a fish needs a bicycle. I can stand on my own. I understand, ma'am, but I also understand what the Bible says, and the Bible still says that a godly wife will support her husband, and that's not going to happen if you're doing it your way. It's only going to happen as you walk in the Spirit, my friend. You see. What I'm saying is to live the Christian life according to the text of the Bible isn't possible on your own. In fact, the unsaved person doesn't even want to. But if you're saved this morning, your heart's desire is to live according to this book. And the way to do it is by His Spirit. Say, well, I think what I need to do is come in for counseling. All right, fine, come on in for counseling. I've had many classes in counseling. I've got some degrees in Bible counseling and so forth. Come on in. I can share some verses with you and some principles with you. But here it is, my friend. You can come in for counseling, and I can speak to you until I am blue in the face and you are red in the face. And unless you are following the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, none of the counsel matters. You see, there comes a point when a man who has been wrong by the Spirit's leading has to say, sweetheart, I have sinned and I am wrong and I ask you to forgive me. Watch this. I can't make him say that. There comes a point when a woman that has been hurt has to say, I've been bitter against you. I've not appreciated you. and I've been wrong towards you. And I ask you to forgive me. And watch this. I don't care how many degrees you have, I can't make you say that. But there is a God in heaven whose spirit comes to and fro and works in the hearts of people. And I'm telling you, when God starts to touch hearts, great things happen. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that builds families. It's the Holy Spirit that builds Christian servants. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. My friend, God has given to you within your heart an ability to serve in some way, an ability to help in serving others. And I'm simply saying to you that God doesn't want you to waste that. And if you'll follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, He'll show you how you can serve God with joy and what a joy it is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying it's the Holy Spirit that builds Christian families. It's the Holy Spirit that puts Christian servants into the ministry. It's the Holy Spirit, may I say, that builds the church. Think about that. Say, well, Pastor Chapel, I thought you and the staff build the church. Wrong. First of all, a staff-run church is a staff-ruined church. Every member around here is a minister of Jesus Christ. But let me say furthermore, the pastor doesn't build the church, the Lord builds the church. The Lord added to the church such as should be added. Now, I'm to go out soul winning. Jesus said, go into all the world. Jesus said, as the Father hath sent me, so send I you. But watch this. I cannot lead someone to the Lord in my strength. It is only the Holy Spirit that can touch and change a heart. You see. So whether it's building your family life, whether it's the building of the work of God, then we must have the anointing help of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. And so here it is, and we conclude. A returning remnant. Oh, free at last, free at last. They leave Babylon. They come back to Jerusalem. They have their homes. They have their jobs. They're back home after a terrible time in Babylon. There's only one problem. They developed a rebellious heart. And instead of fulfilling their purpose for God, they just did what they wanted to do. And right when Zerubbabel was thinking, what are we going to do about this problem? God comes to him with a replenishing power. And he says, Zerubbabel, that temple can be built if you'll build by the power of my spirit. How about it today? You're going to keep going through life like a squeaky wheeled tractor trailer about ready to burn up on the side of the road? Or would you come today and forsake sin and seek God's filling and ask His Spirit to help and guide you? There might be someone here today who's never even accepted Christ as Savior. I mean, honestly, if I were to ask you one-on-one, if you died, do you know that you would go to heaven? You really don't know. You really don't know that the Holy Spirit of God is living in your life. Did you know that today you could settle that most important question? And the Spirit of God could begin to guide and direct your life. What a great thing that would be. Some of you heard about the plane crash with Senator Stevens in Alaska. His life was lost and others were lost as well. In reading about those plane crashes, I came across an article in which they stated that in the last 5 years there have been 238 such small plane crashes in which 29 people have lost their lives. Tom Harper from the National Transportation Safety Board said that the single greatest cause for these crashes in the vast majority is what he called fuel exhaustion. That's fancy terms for they ran out of gas. And then he said this, it is surprising that trained pilots will knowingly push it and come up short. A guy who's been through how much school and how much training and how many test flights, and he looks at that gauge and he thinks, well, if I economize a little here and catch the draft here and, you know, this and that, I think I'll be okay. And 238 times in the last 5 years, he wasn't okay, and it ended with a crash landing. How many Christians today sit in this room? Well, you know, it's August. I'm doing okay, you know, I'm here in church. I'm doing okay, we're floating along here. I know I'm running on empty. I'm potentially going to burn out in my flesh, in my own selfish ways. I hear what Pastor's saying. He's saying, I need to seek the fullness of God's Spirit. I can't live this life in my power. I need God's Spirit. And I wonder how many Christians today are going to just do a flyby. You're going to tip the wing and look down in this church and hear this message, but you're going to do a flyby. And I wonder how many in this room this morning are going to go ahead and do a landing this morning and come up to the front, seek some counsel, do whatever it takes and say, Spirit of God, I want to live by your power and by your strength. And I want to wake up tomorrow morning and say, Spirit of the living God, show me how to live today. Let me hear your still small voice. Let me be a better husband, a better wife. Help me to turn away from sin. Help me to turn the way I should go. I don't want my life like Senator Ted Stevens on the side of a mountain crashed. I want my life to go on for your glory. How many today need to take a landing and need to seek a filling as God's word commands? Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, I thank you for the truth that is given even to a rebellious, selfish people, that if you have given to us a promise for mercy and power, you will provide it. I pray that that promise would be sought after by many today.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio ministry of Dr. Paul Chapel, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College. Pastor Chapel is presently teaching a very encouraging and equipping series entitled Power for Life. You can receive this entire series on an MP3 CD, or you can download it when you visit our website at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. When you get to the website, you'll find a lot of resources that will help you in your walk with Christ and your spiritual growth. You'll find a complimentary daily devotional from Dr. Chapel. You'll find links to listen to recent broadcasts or to subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You'll find links to other resources, books, Sunday school curriculum, and other resources for local church ministry through our publications ministry, Striving Together Publications. There's a lot more to see at the website when you visit dailyintheword.org. I do hope that you'll prayerfully consider clicking on the Donate tab. When you click on that Donate tab, you'll have the opportunity to invest with us and to partner with us in the communication of the Word of God and the Gospel of Christ on more than 400 radio stations at home and around the world where people are hearing and responding to the Gospel of Christ. Your investment, even on the monthly basis, will go directly into airtime, and I hope you'll consider becoming a partner with us in the ministry of Daily in the Word. This month, we have a gift for you when you give us a gift of any amount. And you, when you decide to partner with us, we want to say thank you. Our way of saying thank you this month is Dr. Chapel's brand new book, 200-page paperback book on the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit. The book is entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life. If you're enjoying the content of this series, Power for Life, you will thoroughly enjoy Living Beyond Your Capacity. Whether you've been a Christian only a week or whether you've been a Christian for 50 years, this book is really about how the Christian life is meant to be lived. Living Beyond Your Capacity. It's a great read. You're going to want to give it to a friend or someone that you love, and we'll send it to you this month when you decide to give a gift of any amount to the ministry of Daily in the Word. One of the easiest ways to do that is to visit dailyintheword.org. If you prefer, you could give us a call toll-free. The number, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. When you call that number, we look forward to speaking with you, meeting your needs, and partnering with you in the ministry of the gospel and getting you Pastor Chapel's book, Living Beyond Your Capacity. If you'd like to write to us, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. As we wrap up today's edition of Daily in the Word, here's Dr. Paul Chapel with a word of personal greeting.
In the book of Acts, we read an amazing question, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? My friend, are you saved? Do you know today that heaven will be your eternal home? The Bible says, These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye may know that you have eternal life. God wants you to know, and if you have never settled that issue, today could be the day of your salvation. If you believe that you are a sinner, as the Bible states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, then right now I encourage you, friend, to stop and confess to the Lord your need as a sinner. Your belief in Him as the perfect Son of God and as the Savior of the world. I encourage you to pray and ask Jesus Christ today to forgive your sin, to come into your life and be your personal Savior. And yes, at that moment, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Well, thank you, Pastor. And friend, thank you for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. Once again, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And don't forget, we are heading to Alaska in August of 2011. We would love for you to be a part of this life-changing and memorable adventure to Alaska with Christian friends. Join us for the Alaska cruise and find out more information about it at dailyintheword.org. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.